Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from
Your host has joined.
For your mercy never fails me. All of my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will see of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am the goodness of God.
I love your glory. You have led me through fire. And as I can fly, you are
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I surrender. I want to know you more. Take me deeper, oh Lord. I want to know you more. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Wherever you are this morning, just raise your voice and begin to bless the Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. Your name, oh God, is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ, we praise your name, O God. Hallelujah, we worship you, O God. Hallelujah, in the beauty of your holiness, we bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 42 says, as the heart that is after the water brooks, so my so pendeth my soul after thee, O Lord. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Hallelujah. For I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hills Mizar. Deep falleth unto deep as the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Hallelujah. And in the night, your song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night, your song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why has thou forgotten me? Why I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with sword in my bones, my enemy reproach me. Why they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why I like as thou, O my soul? Why thy disquiet in me, within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet, hallelujah, I love that. I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We praise you on the mountaintop. We praise you in the valley. We praise you in the shadows. Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Even as you go up the mountains of life, we praise you. In the desert, we praise you. Oh, God, we will yet praise you. Regardless of what happens in our life, we will yet praise your name, oh, God. In pain, we praise you. In anguish, we praise you. We will yet praise your name, oh, God. You are the God of our lives. We praise your name. There's no other God like you. You are the breath that we breathe. You are our everything. God, all praises, all praises, all praises, all praises, and glory and honor go to your name, King Jesus, the King of glory. Hallelujah. We will yet praise you. Hallelujah. We will yet praise you. Hallelujah. Yet praise you. Why? Because I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the strength of my life. You are the air that I breathe. You are my everything. I love you, Jesus. So, Father, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you, sovereign God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray, Lord, for a mighty move this morning in this service. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Fall fresh in our lives. Holy Ghost, take preeminence. Hover over every area of our lives. Let your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. In the name of God. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire. Oh, God, let the altar of our hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, move in the lives of our children. Move in the lives of our grandchildren. Move in our homes. Move in the lives of our spouses. Holy Ghost, move in our lives. Move in the lives of our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Holy Ghost, move in every situation. Move in every second. Living God, move and let your holy light be shine. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light in our homes. Let there be light in our children's home, in our dwelling places. Let there be light in our spouses' homes, their dwelling places, their workplaces. Let there be light in our siblings, oh God, homes, oh God, in their hearts, let the light shine. Let the holy light of God shine. When light comes, darkness disappear. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Glorify yourself. Glorify yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your light shine in Ricky's life. Let your light shine in Crystal's life. Let your light shine in Tina's life. Let your light shine in Al's life. Oh, Holy Ghost, let your light shine in Apostle Irving's life. Let your light shine, Holy Ghost. Let your light shine in this ministry. Let your light shine brightly. Let your light shine upon the intercessors. Let your light shine in the life of our siblings, our nieces, and our nephew. Holy Ghost, your holy light. Hallelujah. Father God, take everything in us that is not of you. Uproot those things that's not of you. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And God, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one under the sound of my voice, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Father God, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Father, we come humbly tonight through the grace, and we cry out for mercy. We repent of everything that we have done in thought, in words, and deeds that are not pleasing to you. O God, have mercy, even the thoughts that we think that are not pleasing to you. Have mercy, O God. The things that we have said that is not pleasing to you, Lord, we repent, O God. We repent, O, from the bottom of our hearts. We say, Lord, have mercy upon us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us, O God. We apply the blood to wash away our sins, O God. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. Oh, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We soak our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places, our offices, where we go to work, in the blood of Jesus, our transportation, our cars, in the blood of Jesus, all our possessions, in the blood of Jesus, we build a hedge of protection, oh, with the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around our lives, we release the blood of Jesus in this ministry, release the blood of Jesus in this building, oh God. The blood of Jesus in this apartment, oh God. The blood of Jesus upon our influencers, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to our finances. That we apply the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. I release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Even upon our Facebook pages, the blood of Jesus upon our photos, our videos, the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus on every Facebook page, every Instagram page, the blood of Jesus on all social media pages that we have. We release the blood of Jesus upon the photographs, the blood of Jesus upon the videos, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, you make your ministers a flaming fire. The blood of Jesus upon our relationship, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus upon Mary Cooper, Williams, oh God, and our house husband and household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, each and every one under the sound of our voice, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, strengthen us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. You are our strength. We are totally dependent on you, O God. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, you raise up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We cancel everything and unseen, known and unknown plans of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, against your plan and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, when God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we depend on you. You are our everything. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, especially this is a week of thanksgiving, praise, and worship, Lord. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every second, every minute, every hour, oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus for those that are traveling airways. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, my son. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. Hallelujah. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue arise against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So, Lord, as I bring this word, O God, in the name of Jesus, empty me of myself. Fill me up, O God. Fill us up with your Holy Ghost, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, I pray for my sister, oh God, my sister-in-law, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who mourning the loss of her son, oh God, the whole Chesed family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, event, oh God, over the loss of her son, oh God, Joel, Father God, comfort her, comfort the family, oh, comfort event, comfort the family in the hours of their bereavement. And I thank you, Lord, that Joel, even though it all was against him, hallelujah, he lived for 41 years, all the odds was against him. And for that, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, he fulfilled his purpose. And, Lord, we thank you that he did fulfill what you sent him to fulfill. Though the enemy came, for all things work together for good, O God. And thank you for the life, O God. Thank you for him fulfilling his divine purpose and destiny, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all those that are mourning the loss of relatives, friends, or whoever. Lord, comfort their hearts. Let the Holy Spirit comfort hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, hallelujah. So, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord. You are my strength, my redeemer. I will just go over this one more time. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, let's go to thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. and he anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely, surely his goodness and mercy, his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to run over this. Hallelujah. Genesis 26. We talk about Isaac in the land of the famine, and I want you to look at it as related to the Lord is my shepherd, because I'm going to connect both of them. Hallelujah. Isaac was obedient. There was famine in the land, and he wanted to go down to Egypt, and God said, don't go down to Egypt. Stay with the fellows in the land of Gerar where the king is. And Isaac dwelt in that land. And the Lord reminded him and brought to his attention all the promises that he had made to his father Abraham, that those promises will be fulfilled. And the Lord encouraged him. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will encourage him. Do you remember the prophecy that I spoke over your life? And God reminded him that everything will be all right. So the Bible says in Genesis 26, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Even when Isaac was there, he was so afraid. His wife was so beautiful. He told the king Abimelech that his wife was his sister, and the king saw him. I just summarized it. Sporting with his wife, and the king said, why did you tell us it was your sister, it's your wife? And then the king, even though that king, the Philistine king, was no king, but there were not kings to play with. But what did the Philistine king do? He told the people, you know one better touch Rebecca. If anybody touch Rebecca, I will put them to death. That's the shadow. That's the he's in that place. And God said, don't go. He wanted to go. God said, stay there, even though it might look bad. Do stay there. And even when a man wears peace, the Lord, he even makes his enemies at peace with him. Because, hallelujah, the Philistines, if you go through the book of the New Testament, the Old Testament, as you read through it, you will always remember that the Philistines are always against the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Remember, when we look back, remember David killed Goliath. The Philistines and the children of Israel always were back and forth. But God sent him right into that place. And even the enemy, King Abimelech, the Philistine king, is protecting him. This is how God protects us. Hallelujah. He makes your enemy protect you. He makes your enemy favor you. Oh, why he makes your enemy favor you. Who am I speaking to this morning? Hallelujah. God says the Lord, your enemies will favor you. Holy Amasa, and they will do things for you. They're your enemy. Can you imagine God makes your enemy protect you, protect your household. God sent you there. You and it's feminine in the land, and he lets the enemy protect you. Hallelujah. So that's why I say to you, when you're walking in the valley of the shadow of death, hallelujah, you fear no evil. Hallelujah. The sovereign God protects you. The sovereign God makes your enemy protect you. The sovereign God makes your enemy say, oh yeah, come here, you can stay here. You don't need to go further. Hallelujah. And the enemy even releases a mandate and tells his people, anyone touch Isaac's wife, put them to death. Do you see the kind of God that we serve? Yet I will what? I started with Psalm 42. I feel the anointing. Yes, I will praise him. Yes, I will praise. Yes, you will praise him. Yes, he's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says in Genesis 26:11, Abimelech, the king Abimelech, charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife, you see, imagine God letting your enemy protect you? You know, that's why I don't know why people always, God said, they're not sure of God. They don't have that faith. If God agree, what do you mean if God agree? Do you know who God is? Do you know who God? Look at the universe. Look at the stars, the moon. Look at the universe. Look at yourself. Do you know who he is? You know, you see, when you do not know who God is, then you have doubt. Maybe he will hear me. Maybe he will not hear me. Maybe he will do this. Maybe if God said, what is, you got to my if, maybe. If, what, stick that if God, when what God says he will do, he will do. Take that baby. That's why you're still sick. That's why you're still suffering from that problem. That's why you haven't seen nothing come into fruition, because you always put an if on God. When he says his word will never return void, what he says he will do it. But you know why you haven't received it yet? You're healing because you are an if person. You are a maybe person. What do you have? Maybe you should say, when God does this, when God does it, not if, he will do it. He will do it. If you say, if that God is a liar, what would you call God a liar? So in your heart, that's why they say, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because when you say if, then you're not calling him the truth. You are blaspheming God when you say if. Who am I speaking to? You keep saying if and when and maybe. You blaspheme him, because what? You don't believe it. All powers, everything belongs to him. He rules the universe. He's the CEO. He's created the universe. What do you mean? Even the king of the wicked king earth is in his hands. Don't you say if? What do you keep saying if? Maybe. I don't understand. Maybe. Maybe what? You better go sit down and ask God for mercy. You better sit down. That's why things are happening in your life in a negative way, because you are if and a maybe. You have some doubt. You doubt God. That's because you look at other people around and you don't see things happening for them, because those people, you don't know the type of life they live. You are in a covenant keeping. You are in a covenant relationship with God. You are a daughter, a son of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. What is this? If you carry the DNA of God, then you got the nerve to say if and maybe. If, who is this if person? Who is this maybe person? There's got to be someone on this prayer line who always say if and maybe, or someone that will listen at another time or say if and maybe. He makes everything beautiful in his time. There's a season and there's a time. All you got to do is praise him. Hallelujah. While you're going through that waiting period, praise the day that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You're waiting on him and you're praising him and you believe it. You're not praising him. You're praising him because it is already done. Oh, thank God, by hearing and hearing the word of God. What do you hear in your spirit? It got to be yes. He will do it. Yes, he promised he will do it. Hallelujah. When things do go your way, you need to check yourself. It's not God, it's you. It's not God, you don't. That's why it hasn't come to pass. And maybe the life that you're living, some of life, That's why as it comes to failure, God sees your heart and knows that you have bitterness, unforgiveness, and resentment. And God sees that you just get on the food and gossip and talk for others. And all those things are hindrances to your blessing. So do blame God for your own negativity in your life, your sin in your life. Then you blame God and say, if and when you're doing things that are not in alliance with the word of God and you got the nerve to say, if, no, it's you. You the problem, not God. You the problem. God is never the problem. He is the solution. You the problem. You got to do it because your life is wishy-washy. If you don't know God hears us, God sees us, he knows our thoughts, he knows everything. Even before we speak it out, he knows it. Who say if, please? Lord, react with it. Cry out for mercy. Those who be saying if, when? Second guessing God. Can you second guess God that you trust a man and you second guess God? Do not do that. The Bible says that Abimelech king, it's in the Bible, read it, Genesis 26. He protected Isaac. The Bible said that Isaac just didn't go like afraid. Isaac sore. He planted his crops in the land, in the dry land. And the Bible said he received 100-fold. God is faithful to his promise. Whatever God has promised you, surely will bless. He will bless the works of your hands. He will bless you financially. All you got to do is have faith. The Bible said in 30, I love this one. And the man waxed great. You see, when you have faith and trust, you wax great. Then he went forward. He didn't go backwards. He grew until he became very great. Very great. That's what happens when you trust God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a woman, you wax great. A man, you wax great. You move forward and you become great, 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 great. Yes, because you carry the DNA of our master and you trust his word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Forgive us, O God, for doubting you. Forgive us for this if and maybe. Forgive us for second thoughts about you, O God. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy. Help our unbelief. Trust you. In the name of Jesus. O Father, lead us and guide us. You did the same for Isaac. You're no respecter of persons. You can do the same for us. And so we thank you, Lord, that right now that you're doing it right now, we bless your name. We thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. We thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for blessing the works of our hands. We thank you, O God, for sending divine helpers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for relationships and influencers in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing and all that you will continue to do in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We love you. God bless you.